Well, first of all, having the job would be an honor, and it'd also be exciting to help the people of San Luis Obispo County, in particular the coast people where I live, and I've been serving the coastal people for a number of years now through my surf and barbecue ministry.
And what's that?
Well, on Sundays after church, I go down to Morro Rock, and I've been serving people from all over the world for the last 3 years, including those traveling from inland, as Bakersfield, Fresno, and everywhere else inland gets extremely hot in the summer, they come down to Morro Bay. So that's been an exciting opportunity to learn how to be more extroverted where I might normally be pretty introverted.
If you were to be elected, what are some issues that you would want to bring to the table?
One of the primary issues for me are the elderly population in San Luis Obispo County, in particular where I live. Looking at the demographics, 19% of the population is over the age of 60. I'm sure that much higher percentage where I live is over the age of 60. So what's happening is that they have homes which may be a little large for them and children that don't live in the area to take care of them as they age. And so the question is how are they going to transition and still have the quality of life that they have? There's also alternating pressure, which is the younger people who would like to live in this county, and yet there's not enough affordable housing for them. I've been noticing that the rents have gone up dramatically recently, as well as the home price sales have continued to stay either stable or gone up some in the last few years after the crash. So that has been a pressure where the price of the dirt might not be changing, but maybe the cost of developing it could. And of course, there are a lot of people who live here that go, well, I really don't want it to become another Los Angeles. So I think the people that are involved in planning, the County Board of Supervisors, as well as the Planning Department, are key people for determining where those new housing tracts might go or how the density of the housing is going to go. And of course, being a private sector guy, I don't think it's really the public sector's job to do that. It's more where we can encourage that affordable housing to go.
Okay, all righty. And tell us a bit about your background, your bio.
Well, in my background, there's a lot of education. I have 11 years of full-time education, a couple of years at Cal Poly here, civil and environmental engineering, particular transportation-related issues. And that would be helpful for a county board of supervisor to understand traffic flow analysis. And so that would be helpful, as well as the policy analysis that I did. I have a master's degree in political science from the University of California, San Diego. And during acquiring that, I taught urban studies and planning while I was getting my master's. So that was a long time ago. However, the information never really goes away in terms of what you've learned and what you've been able to handle. So that, in conjunction with a degree in economics, I think allows me to evaluate the budget, which is $590 million a year. And then, of course, legal issues come up all the time, and the Juris Doctor is extremely useful to sit back and determine what's relevant from what's not, where I should spend my energy and time versus where maybe those things aren't as important.
And as I asked the other gentleman, there's kind of a divergence between county leaders who are interested in pursuing offshore oil development and ones that are interested in building the renewable energy sector here in San Luis Obispo County. Do you have thoughts one way or the other?
Well, first, I'm more in favor of keeping what we already have, the nuclear power plant, and I've always thought that the subject should have been more forcefully addressed by the public persons like Mr. Gibson and the other supervisors, not allowing sort of a tyranny by a small interest group to say, hey, you need to move this nuclear power plant when it's a perfectly functioning nuclear power plant. So I always thought that the small groups that are trying to pressure the private sector should be reined in by the public sector, first of all. And then when it comes to new energies, to me, it's an economics issue. It's always about whether or not what's the next available technology that's cost effective. So while on the one hand, I always have environmental concerns in relationship to offshore drilling, I would think that also we should be evaluating new technologies as they come into existence. For instance, since 2001, there was a professor at Berkeley called Mellis, and he found out that algae respire 65 times faster when they're placed under a stressful environment, meaning that they off-gassed their hydrogen gas, allowing for them to be productive in terms of the generation of electricity by way of hydrogen gas conversion to electricity. That kind of technology is something that Exxon's taking the lead in. You'll see Exxon commercials now out where they're talking about biofuels. And that kind of technology has been around for a while. So it's about utilizing the research and development issues, particularly in regards to things like the Los Osos community, where in Los Osos, I litigated against that as an environmental lawyer, recognizing that there was a way to save an enormous amount of money by using HDPE pipe to build the pipe rather than the sewer system that they put in place, tearing up the middle of town, et cetera, and causing those people in Los Osos to spend an extra $100 million on infrastructure costs and still not have the roads completed. So those are the kinds of reasons why I'm running for politics. It's because I don't think that where we are right now, we're not actually doing the right kind of cost analysis. And I'm not sure whether or not it's because of the engineering and that, or the supervisors themselves that maybe don't have enough grasp of the nuances of how to read these kinds of documents and not be duped by the experts, quote experts, that they're relying upon. Even though they may be in school and trying to explain a certain thing, there's not a sort of background that allows somebody else to catch where the problems are occurring.
Okay. And is this your first run for public office?
It is. You know, one of my friends asked me if I would run a few years ago. I have skeletons in my closet just like everybody else. But now I'm not as afraid of them anymore as I once was. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll run this time. And, it's kind of an interesting thing to run for public office. I think that the value of running for this particular office is that it's not as aggressive in terms of the negative campaigning which could have occurred. So I appreciate that, you know. But on the same relationship to the whole, I'm like, well, all right, maybe there are some problems that need to be addressed from the negative perspective, you know, because I believe in family values. My fiance is videotaping this tonight. She's all the way from the Ukraine. it's a real blessing to be able to have her here. And if I didn't say something about that, I'd be like missing out. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.